This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Going to be boots on the ground tonight for Heat and Bucks. Say hello if you see your boy Tobes over there. Love taking selfies.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing to do.
It is my favorite thing to do. Hey, it's the funny guy. Do you guys want me to act all unprofessional in these press conferences? We've gotten some silly stuff the last couple times. All right? I think that the reporter voice works. Because if I come too clownish, they don't feel like they want to be clowny. They're probably taken aback by it.
Realize you need a voice in, like, you know, journal. Like, for example, all the TV reporters. Mm-hmm. They all talk like this. Mm-hmm. Next at 6. So, you know, you got to be professional. I get it.
I can't do that, though.
Yeah, no, that one's rough.
Yeah. I'm not a TV professional. I'm a carnival baka.
He's a carnival baka.
So, here's what I got for damages done. So, yesterday, I get this press release because I'm on this, I guess, media list. I didn't even realize I signed up for this, but we did have Jake Paul on a couple times, so I guess they just, like, stick him on there.
Yeah.
And so, I got this press release from Jake Paul's people. And it's a long statement, and this is kind of under the impression of, like, I have with, you know, what I think Marcos is going to talk about, but, like, when something's over, just move on. I don't need you guys to continue to harp on it. We all tuned in, we all watched it, we all were horrified by what we watched.
Horrified.
But, like, this is the statement from Most Valuable Promotions regarding fictitious claims that undermine the integrity of Paul versus Tyson, which already in the title of the statement is a ridiculous thing to say.
Right.
The integrity of Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul.
It's boxing.
He's 60. You don't have any integrity. If you had integrity in the first place,
you wouldn't have fought him.
You wouldn't have signed up for the fight. What do you mean? So, like, the idea that you even have five paragraphs after this to defend the integrity of Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Because here's the thing, Leroy. People really hate Jake Paul, right? And so now the latest thing is people think Mike Tyson was holding back, right? They think he was holding back. This is the thing. They can't get in their mind. They would rather believe that Mike
was holding back.
That Mike Tyson. Because you hate Jake Paul.
You know why? You know why he was holding back? Because if he would have swung a few more times, then he would have got knocked out by a body punch.
Dude, if the only person who was holding back on that night was Jake Paul, Mike Tyson.
Really, Jake Paul had him staggering a couple of times.
Jake Paul could have sent that poor old man to the hospital. That's the facts about it. And I know nobody wants to hear that because we love Mike Tyson. Nobody wants to talk about this. Remember, like, Vlad, he's like, no, Myron Mike's going to get him. Joe Rose, Tom's, no, that's not going to happen. Guys, 58. That's it.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why in the hell do you think Chuck Norris could kick my ass?
I've told you this because you don't respect the kick.
He's 8!
Here we go again. This is.
You see what I'm saying? I would like to give him a minus one for
what?
I'm just going to go ahead. The damage is done.
The opening is minus following one. The wide circulation of incorrect and baseless claims that undermine the integrity of Paul versus Tyson. Most Valuable Promotions would like to set the record straight regarding the contractual agreements and the nature of the fight. Rigging a professional boxing match is a federal crime in the United States of America. Paul versus Tyson was a professional match sanctioned by the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulations, which, by the way, you want to talk about the most fluid boxing regulations there are in America.
Texas. They have more fights than...
Both fighters, in good faith, performed to the best of their abilities with the goal of winning the fight. There was absolutely no restrictions, contractual or otherwise, around either fighter. Each boxer was able to use their full arsenal to win the fight. Any agreement to the contrary would violate the boxing rules. I mean, you know, come on. But the fact that you guys are sitting here sending statements to reporters defending the integrity of Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson is like, hey, bravo to you guys. You got away with it. You got a bunch of people fooled and tuning in. We become stupider as a country by the day. It's okay. Congrats. Everybody, take your money. Mike Tyson, I hope you made a gazillion dollars. Jake Paul, I hope you made a gazillion dollars. But don't sit here and sit like, oh, we have to put out a statement to right the wrongs of everybody thinking that Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul was rigged. Nah, if people were idiots and they wanted to bet it on a 60-year-old, that's on you. Anyway, what do you got, Leroy?
So, after hearing you say that Tyson had no chance against Jake Paul.
You're still, really? You're going to go with this? That's your damage?
Yeah. I'm having a very difficult time with almost the same age difference of you thinking that Chuck Norris could kick my ass. It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
We're looking at Tyson knocking fools out 25 years ago, right? Just like you looking at Chuck Norris kicking fools 30 plus years ago. I would kick Chuck Norris's ass.
I don't know. Did you see that video we got tagged on? Intimidating.
Yeah. Chuck Norris is pretty good.
Hands. JFig?
Time waits for no man, unless it's Chuck Norris.
I just want to say.
Glad you could pile on.
Are you ready? Are
yes.
You okay?
I'm okay. Oh. I'm okay. Go ahead.
Just
want
to make sure.
Do your thing.
Very upset.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder, True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder, True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shut up, man.
Do you think?
I just want to say you're welcome, Leroy.
Wow.
What did I do?
I basically gave you new life when it comes to tacos.
What are you talking about?
Just look how happy you are.
Wow. The damage has been done.
The damage is done. You no longer hate tacos to the point that were fascinating about it.
Oh, dude,
maybe an hour ago.
That is a fancy ass taco that you are having.
No, minimal. Watch how I have to roll it up.
Look how much.
It's only got onions.
Is there any meat in there?
It's a lot of onion, though.
Seems like it's only onion. That was an onion taco.
Look at that.
Whoa.
Look how things smell. You saw how things smell?
Flying out of there. Is that cabbage?
It's onion. It's pickled onions.
Okay. I'm trying to lie to the radio audience.
But it's barbecue.
Is that arugula?
Barbecue.
Leroy.
Mm. Look at you.
Barbecue.
You look so happy. Dude. And I love seeing you happy.
Barbecue. It was tasty. And it did look. I picked the taco with the least amount of stuff on it. All the
that's not true. Because look how much stuff you have. There.
No, it was all of one thing. Though.
Look at that.
Onions.
You can barely wrap the tortilla.
He's a great man, but he's got flimsy food takes. He's
what
very
are you talking about.
You're very easily very swayed. True. You're very easily swayed.
And I'm just glad that I was able to direct you in the right path. You know.
Very true.
Look at that.
Silly Sauce says Leroy is a fraud taco lover.
Look at that.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Keep in mind. See. First of all, damn all of you. Because let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. What can't you do? You can't go have beverages without no food on you. So I went, first of all, look, see in the corner behind me? Pizza. Mm.
And you didn't even go for the pizza.
All the boxes were in. I did.
And you went for tacos.
I went to the boxes. They were empty.
Let me know when you can fill in for Jalen Ramsey with the way you're backpedaling.
I'm not backpedaling. I have to get something in my system. Mm-hmm. Now, did I not come to you?
You did. And I'm
and
very
I said,
thankful for
what
that.
Are all these
he literally
things
grabbed
here?
Me from the conversation I had just to go ahead
no,
and consult
I'm like, what
him
is it?
On what
because
taco to grab.
The one thing I thought looked like chicken tenders, it was fish. So couldn't imagine
still
putting
debatable.
That in your mouth.
We still have no idea.
We still have no idea. Right? So I looked at the other one. That was beef.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my only other choice except the things in the little container right there, which I had no idea what that was. There was no explanation. There was no sign. So I looked at it. It looked like pork. It only had one thing on top of it. I'm like, I got to go with this. But I couldn't keep having adult beverages and not have nothing on my stomach.
Understood.
Back then, the tacos. It wasn't like, ooh, I didn't want to ooh, J-Fig, tacos!
I'm pretty sure always you had a meal before you got there.
No, I didn't.
Always a convenient excuse.
Really?
Speaking of convenient excuses, Froggy?
I mean, the man is taking on the music industry, guys. Oh, 1 Man versus them. You're really going to side with the label? This isn't even Drake versus Kendrick.
I'm not siding with the label. I just think it's so.
It has nothing to do with the beef. We're above the beef. Hey, he lost. You know, I lost that game.
Are
I
don't you think above the beef? Because I don't think
this
you are.
This doesn't seem like he's accepting defeat.
This is as an artist. Tobin's an artiste. He gets it. He's an artsman. Fair. Yeah, this is how you get them in. You have to fight against the music industry sometimes because they put in these little games. Payola, guys. That's payola.
That's not what payola is.
I don't know what that means, but I saw that word and I felt like it was dope. This is a source close to the situation explains it as this. Drake has decided to file this suit not just because the Not Like Us song. It's bigger than just the song. That's why he's suing the label and not Kendrick directly. From what this source was told, Drake feels as if the label UMG, Universal Music Group, is using money he's made them to fund Kendrick Lamar's song, burying him amidst a sensitive label negotiation. He feels the label is not protecting a major asset, him, which is conveniently tied around the deal that he's currently in negotiation for. From what this source was told.
What negotiation? Is he like trying to get his rights? Is he like doing a new album? Like what's the negotiation for?
Apparently just a new contract with UMG. Mm. That'll give him more power and control of all of his music.
Well, maybe he shouldn't have lost a beef. He would have gotten a better number.
Soft.
The other guy rapped really well. If this was Taylor Swift, a lot of these things would have never happened.
Can you stop
bringing
her up?
She went through the same thing though.
Yeah.
Where she tried to buy her
and everyone was like, oh, that guy's a jerk. But when Drake does it, it's just Katy cool Perry, to hate Drake.
He has
but
bigger
she,
problems.
She also didn't
him.
Lose a beef to Katy Perry. Like, you know, like it's there was no, she was just she was in a management beef. Like if this was just straight Drake versus the man, okay, but everybody clearly is seeing that this is sour grapes over losing the beef.
It's not fair. If Taylor
it's
was in a beef
you, Marcos.
With Beyonce, then maybe we'd have a different result. But no, Kendrick wants to come into his little win the cuss.
Didn't he come after him first?
No. What? No, he was literally sitting one day.
No, but it was a back and forth.
Yeah, until it wasn't.
Until it wasn't. And he thinks that was artificially made.
Not only was it artificially made, it was artificially made with my money. If you're going to cheat, don't use the money
How
I
does he
made
know
you.
That?
Because he makes all the money for Universal Music.
All of it?
No, because Taylor Swift is on Universal as well, but a good portion of it. A little 1A, 1B.
Like a monopoly on all the money? Jesus. I don't know.
Drake
music?
Really, Drake really, even other people's music, he buys that. And he's like, that's my.
Well, that's why Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson had beef. Because Michael Jackson bought the Beatles catalog.
Yeah. Drake does the same thing.
Who did he buy?
Rick Ross.
Did he really?
Yeah, they were beefing. And he's like, yeah, well, I own your music now, buddy.
Well, that is a power move. But I would like him to stop whining.
DeMar DeRozan is not a Hall of Famer.
All right. Take a break. Back after this.
Damage is done.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.